Monsieur le Président.
President, I'd like to begin by complimenting you on your election as president of our work, and I wish you every success in stewarding the work of this ninth RevCon on the BTWC. Niger remains deeply committed to the goals of this convention, which it ratified very early on the 23rd of June 1972, and we remain supportive generally of all legally binding instruments seeking the control of all weapons with a view to achieving the ideal of peace. My delegation also commends the renewed interest in the BTWC, as well as the new accessions and the admissions for observers to the current session. This trend highlights a growing awareness regarding the widespread insecurity in the face of potential biological toxin attacks would have at a planetary level. The idea and concept of the content of this convention since the start of the last century, going back to 1925 and later the transposition into a treaty in 1972, shows that indeed the international community perceived it in the very first years of multilateralism in its current form as the real danger posed to humanity by the use of biological or toxin weapons, including the uncontrolled manipulation of agents of that nature. Now, I'm not going to touch on all the issues raised because previous speakers have already gone into sufficient detail as it is, but when it comes to specific actions carried out by my country to signal its commitment to conventional disarmament in general, we can note inter alia the establishment of a national commission for the collection and control of illicit weapons. That structure, initially created to respond to certain national arms control imperatives, was raised to the level of a national authority and a national contact point for conventional and non-conventional and non-conventional arms control authority. That reform sought to provide an appropriate framework for national implementation of all conventions that Niger is a party to or signatory. At the legislative level, with respect to the BTWC, Niger seeks to bring into law a specific law on biological weapons. Here I can inform you that through the aforementioned commission, the work on developing a draft law has already begun this year. In that respect, my country wishes to work with the convention's ISU to receive technical support, as well as with all partners, so as to approve that law by taking into account all the relevant provisions of the convention. Along similar lines, I would also like to recall the submission this year by my country of the revised CBM reports that the state parties agreed to exchanging back in 1986 so as to prevent or reduce the appearance of ambiguities, doubts, suspicions, and to improve international cooperation in the sphere of peaceful biological activities. In conclusion, my delegation believes that this conference should allow us to improve global biosecurity through proposals of tangible solutions with a view to making our convention more effective. I thank you.
Thank Niger for its statement, and I'll give the floor to South Africa. South Africa, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the South African delegation,
I would like to extend our congratulations to you on your election as president of the 9th Review Conference of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. I assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support in ensuring the success of this conference. South Africa wishes to associate itself with the statement delivered by Azerbaijan on behalf of the non-aligned movement and other state parties to the BWC. Mr. President, South Africa would like to reiterate its commitment to the full, effective, and balanced implementation of the BWC and to multilateral-based processes and negotiations. The BWC and its review conference make an important contribution every 5 years to the family of disarmament and non-proliferation treaties and to the maintenance of international peace and security by preventing the threat posed by biological weapons. Mr. President, South Africa would like to thank you for the fruitful and inclusive regional consultations held earlier this year, in particular, the discussions conducted with African member states during the regional preparatory meeting held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. South Africa also welcomes efforts by the Implementation Support Unit since the last review conference in 2016 to